So Tulsi Gabbard declassified documents revealing that the Biden administration had labeled all those who opposed vaccines as violent domestic extremists, or VDEs. Notice the word violent and extremist. So, you know, you were automatically basically called a terrorist. Now, this designation then gave the FBI the legal justification to not only spy on you, but also to follow you, track you, potentially arrest you, kidnap you, whatever they wanted to do. And also, this could be done by other law enforcement agencies as well. Because once you're designated a violent domestic extremist, right, then anything goes and all kinds of laws kick in. Oh, violent, domestic extremist, you know. But of course, speaking out against vaccines is the opposite of violence. Being anti-vaccine is anti-violence. Being pro-vaccine is pro-vaccine violence, because vaccines are medical violence. Vaccines maim and injure children and adults alike. Vaccines murder people. They kill people, okay? I should say those who advocate for vaccines are the murderers, but the mechanism of death is the vaccine itself. So, of course, the government has it completely backwards, where those who actually advocate vaccines are the ones who are the extremists and the ones who are committing violence, and those who oppose the vaccines are the ones trying to save lives and end violence. But understand that in a time when the government wants to achieve extermination of humanity, then to oppose that extermination is to be labeled an extremist by that same government. Now, had the Democrats won the election in November, they were clearly setting the stage to begin arresting and rounding up all these people. Of course, my name was on that list, perhaps your name as well. Maybe all of us were on that list. And they were going to round us up and arrest us and possibly torture us without any due process, without any trial. That was the plan. Now, it's important to note that the Trump administration is still doing exactly that. They're just targeting a different group. They're targeting students who speak out against Israel. So anybody who says free Palestine is automatically considered a violent domestic extremist, and then they get rounded up and thrown into a van, you know, basically kidnapped by the State Department. They have their visa yanked, and they are booted out of the country without any due process whatsoever. So I do want you to know that it doesn't matter which party is in charge. Neither party believes in the fundamental right to freedom of speech. Neither party. Not Trump, not Biden, not anybody. I mean, not anybody in power. So the only real question is, the regime in power, are they targeting you this time, or are they targeting somebody else? None of us are safe until the tyranny is dismantled and replaced with something else that's not a bunch of authoritarians. But we're far from that. That's just a side note. Now, where do you suppose this is headed next? Clearly, there is a global extermination agenda targeting humanity that is now underway. And clearly, they're going to keep trying. Yeah, they've got, you know, more plandemics in the works. They've got more psyops. They've got more vaccines ready to go. All they're waiting for is the right moment to scare everybody into taking more jabs. The only question is, when that event comes, whatever it is, you know, Ebola bird flu, new sewage samples show that everybody's being infected with the, you know, the gotcha flu or whatever. Are you going to go along with that? Are you going to go along with that? Because if you don't go along with that, probably regardless of who's in power, you're going to be labeled a violent domestic extremist. And understand that government needs, I mean, this is why they're pursuing mass depopulation. They need to achieve extermination in order to stay solvent, in order to stay in power. Because they know, for example, that as robots are taking over human jobs, especially over the next 5 to 10 years, they know that there are going to be worldwide billions of unemployable humans. And they know that those humans are going to revolt. When they have no incomes, no jobs, no money, they're going to revolt. and they're going to threaten the power control of the governments currently in charge. And so governments know that the only way for themselves, for their own people to stay in power, is to achieve mass extermination between now and the tipping point of the robots taking over human jobs. So they will use vaccines to achieve mass extermination. If necessary, they will drop bioweapons on their own populations. Because remember, COVID-19 was originally a project of the DOD. That's right. And remember the NIAID? Fauci? I still can't believe he's walking around free. And how they sent it to Wuhan for gain-of-function research, but they provided the original strains from the DOD. So this was a government weaponization program intended to target the American people. The Department of Defense is a murderous regime, not just murdering, you know, other people overseas, like building bombs to be dropped on children in Gaza, but even more horrifying, the DOD murders Americans, builds bioweapons to be deployed against the American people. Now, when the Pentagon does that, nobody at the Pentagon is called a violent domestic extremist. No, that's called science, to build bioweapons to exterminate millions of Americans. That's called science. If you oppose the extermination, that's, well, now then you're a violent domestic extremist. You see how that works? And remember that anytime the government wants to take away your freedoms, all they have to do is declare a big enough emergency. That's all they have to do. They did it during COVID. They tore up the Constitution, didn't they? They banished the First Amendment. They destroyed your ability to have a business that's even open, a gymnasium, a hair salon, a restaurant. They said, oh, you're non-essential. You have to be closed. But they kept Walmarts opened. Oh, well, that Walmart's essential, but your business is non-essential. Well, what do you think that means? That you're non-essential, but they are essential. Well, extrapolate that out and you realize that you're the ones that they're going to target for extermination because you're non-essential. Literally just being, quote, non-essential means that they don't care if they murder you. They can murder you. They can exterminate you. They can lock you down. They can do anything they want. And there's nothing you can do about it as long as the authoritarians are still in power. And anybody who tells the truth about anything that questions the government's authority will be labeled a domestic extremist. And wherever the government can get away with it, they will destroy those people. They can have them arrested. They can have them assassinated. They can target them for censorship, which is what the Biden regime did. You know, I was specifically named to be censored by the Department of Defense. That's one of the key components of our lawsuit against the federal government, lawsuit that's in the federal court system right now. That the reason that I have standing is because I was specifically named to be silenced because I told the truth about vaccines. So if they can take away your First Amendment rights, well, they can take away your Fourth Amendment rights or your Fifth Amendment rights or even your right to be alive. They can absolutely destroy you. Now, understand that the Trump administration is moving in this direction as well in order to appease Israel. Remember that Israel wants to outlaw any criticism of Israel. And the Trump administration looks poised to go along with that. So if you criticize Israel's genocide or the mass murdering lunatic known as Netanyahu, then you can be labeled, what, a violent domestic extremist. That's right. If you are anti-war, if you believe that it's wrong to bomb innocent children to death, you will be labeled a violent domestic extremist. And then you can have all your rights taken away by the same government that did exactly that during COVID. And how do they justify that? It's easy. They just carry out a false flag shooting of some people who worked for the Israeli embassy. And then they say, look, speech is violence. Speech, you know, criticism of Israel caused this. We have to stop all criticism of Israel. And in order to do that, we have to ban the First Amendment, you know. and the Trump administration will go right along with it, 100%. No hesitation. So don't even think that any government operates out of principles. They don't abide by the Constitution. And if you end up in a court of law, the judge will tell you the Constitution doesn't even apply here. You can't invoke the Constitution in a court of law. Imagine that. The Bill of Rights is null and void in the entire judicial system. Any judge can overrule any segment of it at any time. And they did that over and over again during COVID. They ruled that you don't have a right to speech. You don't have a right to be safe in your person. That even the Supreme Court of the state of New York ruled that the state can take you away against your will and throw you into a concentration camp. That's a ruling on the books, confirmed. You think you have rights? You think you have freedoms under this government? No. You have nothing of the kind. No system of power respects the powerless. No system of power will ever allow anything that threatens its own concentration of power. So don't think for even a minute that you are safe under one government or another government. You are not. The only way to achieve actual safety is to decentralize your life, which is what I teach at decentralized.tv. And we've got a replay running right now at brightyou.com if you want to watch our new docuseries called Breaking the Chains, How to Decentralize Your Life. It's the only way to be free. Decentralize. Get out of the control grip of centralized government, medicine, the food system, the financial system, the legal system, all of it. Decentralizing your life is the only way to find freedom in an unfree world. And you can watch all those episodes for free on this replay, brightyou.com, which is the letter U, brightyou.com. Go there, register with your email address. You can watch it for free, or you can optionally purchase the entire course. And also, by the way, today, this Memorial Day, we have a special sale happening at healthrangerstore.com. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day, and you'll be able to tap into all of the sales and specials that we have, which are very limited. Like, this is the last time you're going to see these products at these prices because of supply chain problems and inflation, and also food shortages of certain crops like cacao. All over the world, you can't get cacao anymore. I mean, not easily. Hard to get clean foods, hard to get supplies. The whole global supply chain is breaking down. So take advantage of this while you can. healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And defend your freedom, folks. Defend your freedom. Speak out. Tell the truth. I'm not saying that you shouldn't speak the truth just because you're going to be criminalized for doing so. No, we all need to speak the truth. And that's, in fact, the only way that we're ever going to be able to push back against this authoritarianism and tyranny that exists across every federal administration. Doesn't matter who we're talking about. And the next administration that comes into power will be no different. It will also crush your freedoms. doesn't matter if they talk about freedom, doesn't matter. No. Hey, Dan Bongino and Kash Patel, they were all like, oh, if we run the FBI, we're going to release the Epstein files. We're going to clean house. We're going to fire them all, you know? So they get appointed to run the FBI, number one and number two. What do they do? Oh, Epstein did kill himself after all. Yeah. Yeah. And, oh, the Trump assassin acted alone, they say now. Uh-huh. Yeah. So they became the swamp. They became the swamp. And if they can become the swamp, then, well, almost anybody can become the swamp once they join the swamp. So there you go. All right. Be safe, everybody. Stay informed. Speak the truth. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, at naturalnews.com. And you can find my videos at brighteon.com. Take care.
To honor all those who came before us, we have an amazing assortment of ultra-clean, laboratory-tested, certified organic foods and superfoods and supplements on sale at healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And this happens from May 24th through May 26th at midnight, and the discounts are automatically applied in the shopping cart. You don't need a coupon code. Let me show you a little bit of what we have available. On my desk here, we've got some of the different things that are available. We have freeze-dried crunchy munchies, which is a super fruit puree of banana, apple, cinnamon, and banana and strawberry, banana, mango, passion fruit, and banana, apple, black currant, very rich in anthocyanins, by the way. Those are all available in number 10 cans for long-term storage. We also have the Yumster Yo Bars that are available right now. You see the Yo Bar up on top? And those only have three ingredients. They're really clean, very delicious. We've got those on sale for, what is it, 20? I think it's 20% off on those Yo Bars. You can check the website for details. And by the way, guys, we should have had those on sale for Mother's Day, and we could have called it Yo Mama. That would have been even funnier. But anyway, the Yo Bars are definitely delicious, so take advantage of that. We've got Super Grain Essentials on sale also, 20% off amaranth, purple barley flakes, red lentils, and our ultimate snack pack, plus 20% off organic raw cashews. Everything laboratory verified. We've got pearl barley, the fruits I mentioned, everything else available now, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And again, that sale is from May 24th through May 26th at midnight. So take advantage of that. And this is our way of saying, hey, we honor all those who came before us. And we will all pass too, by the way. So, you know, we want to help make your life as livable, as healthy, and as affordable as possible while we are all sharing this experience on this planet, in this realm. And then hopefully we contribute something to the next generation that continues to build on what we have built on because of the ancestors that came before us. It's a tag team effort, generation after generation. So happy Memorial Day. We bless all those who came before us. Take advantage of these specials to uplift and upgrade your life and your health while supplies last, while the food supply chain is still functioning. HealthRangerStore.com/Memorial Day. Thank you for your support.